Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is, you're listening to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I am one of your hosts, Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, Black media specialist and all-around good guy. I'm here with my partner, Mr. David P. Coker. How you doing, sir?
Hey, sir. I'm good. This is David Coker. With Dave Mark Inc., proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., and marketing specialist and promoter, all around good guy as well. I am good, man. It's heading into the weekend. Well, it's
thank
basically
you, Jesus.
Weekend. Let's get this thing going and let's get it popping. Tim and them are doing their big thing at the Queen tonight. Matter of fact,
okay.
So shout out to DJ Tim Dog, our intro and outro person. They're doing a big show at the Queen tonight with the WJVS radio, one of the only Black-owned radio stations here in Delaware. They're doing a big event over at the Queen tonight. Get over there and have a good time. You get there before 9, I think it's free, and then it's $10 afterwards, but they got a VIP special. If you pay $50, you get to eat all night long that they have the food out, and then a two-hour cash bar. No, free bar. It's open bar, I should say, for 2 hours. So not a bad thing. I'm trying to make up my mind if I'm going to slide through. Are you doing anything tonight? So I'm not doing anything tonight,
but tomorrow is swimming championships, and my son is for his 11 and 12 category, he's seated second in one of the events and either fourth or fifth in another event. So I'm gonna have to judge my tonight appropriately, because I know I'm going to be out in the sun all day tomorrow.
I don't know. You could be, one of these sports, you might be sitting there draft night, and you never know. You might be the one on TV saying, that's my son,
Hey, hopefully.
Yeah,
hey,
there you go.
Speak it into existence. I ain't mad at that.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Oh, we can't leave your daughter out because she's also athletic too. So
yes, she is.
Yeah. So
we need both of them scholarships.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I know it's supposed to be a hot weekend too, so we gotta make sure that we drink plenty of fluids, people. Make sure you drinking your water and Gatorade and stuff like that, because it's supposed to be another hot weekend. So just keep that in mind. It's been a hot week so far, so we got to make sure that when nobody's out there passing out, especially
right.
You, because I got to get a new partner then.
Yeah.
It'd be News and Trends with Dave and Veronica or somebody.
Right.
So just make sure that you guys are taking good care of yourself out there in that heat, okay? So what are we going to talk about tonight?
All right, so Dave, so tonight for our Friday weekend roundup, we're going to talk about what would be our favorite five reality TV shows that we would want to be in. So, I mean, of course, this can either be, because you love watching it, or you think you would be good in, let's say, whatever competition they compete in. Either or.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So, I mean,
this could be pretty interesting.
Yeah. So, Dave, I know you don't watch too much TV.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
So, you probably don't have a lot of
reality shows. I'm surprised you even know what a reality show is.
Sometimes my life feels like a reality TV show. I can't lie.
Yeah. That's true, folks. Believe me. That's true.
With that said, I'm going to let you kick it off, and we can just go one for one. Mine are in no particular order. Yours may be ordered or
not. Well, I always like to go from I go from my least favorite to my favorite all the time. So, So I'm going to start with, believe it or not, 90 Day Fiancé.
I was not expecting that.
I know. I had to keep you on your toes. Now, the only reason I said that, because I find all the situations really funny and interesting. I don't know how true half of this stuff is, because, you know, you read some after stories and, you know, it looks like, oh, okay, maybe they were just putting on for the camera.
Right.
And I wonder how, you know, so if they have a budget where they actually are sending you to meet these people, or the people, you know, where you ain't got paid to go there yourself, but, you know, a lot of them act like they're paying all this money to go out to these places. But I just find it an interesting show, because you always love the reactions of the people when they meet. And then, you know, of course, they got 90 days to try to gel with each other to see if they're going to be able to get married or whatever their case may be. And sometimes it looks like everything's going smoothly, and then there's some kind of caveat that's thrown in there. So, but I think it would be pretty interesting to go on one of those shows just to see who it is I would match up with, you know. What do you think about
90
Day Fiancé?
I was just surprised to hear you say that one. Now, do you watch that show too?
I watch it from time. I used to watch it a lot, but I still turn it on from time to time. You know, I like the first group, the couple groups that of people that they had, because I thought they were funny as all. Or what the first couple, you know, you had the delusional people that we're getting catfished, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Those types of things, you know. So these new ones, they're kind of, some of them are interesting, some of them aren't. But I would make sure I was an interesting person on there. I would definitely make sure I was.
Okay. Are you the...
Look at him, folks. He's trying to set me up here.
No. I'm just trying to clarify. Well, here, let me ask... Would
you hear that devilish laugh, y'all? Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure I phrase all my questions appropriately.
Right. Okay.
If you were on 90 Day Fiance, would you be the one who is bringing the foreigner over to the United States, or do you think you would be open to moving to another country wherever your fiance is?
I am not going to no other country.
All right, nope. So they got to come here.
I'd be like the movie that's going to come out. Nope.
Right.
You know, that ain't going to happen. So I can't see myself living outside the United States, man. I mean, there's some places that I would like to hang out in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For like, you know, have a home away from home, but I wouldn't live there, you know? They definitely would have to come here.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. But you didn't answer my question. What do you think about it?
What do I think about 90 Day Fiance?
Would you want to be on the show like that?
I would be open. It's a show I watch. It's not my top five, but maybe potentially. I just know I just don't think I'd be the type of dater where I only see you once, you know, like until they come over to meet. You know, some of the people say they're talking for like 2 years, three years. I just don't think I'm not the type to talk to somebody for three years long distance like that.
Yeah. Be horny as hell, right? Because a lot of them, they be getting into them crazy conversations and everything. They be like, they finally beat and that's it, you know. So,
right.
Yeah. But okay. All right. So, what's your show?
All right. So, my first one, in no particular order, but this is one of my favorite shows to watch: Naked and Afraid. Have you ever seen that?
No, you didn't.
You did.
Yes, I did, because you mentioned this show before. You know.
Yeah.
That, right?
No, I watch it because they. You never know when you're going to be on vacation and you're going to go swimming in the lake. Someone's going to steal all your stuff and you're going to be on that island having to survive for a couple of days.
That's because people steal your stuff.
Yep. On an island on vacation. Yes.
But But isn't the purpose of the show to be naked and afraid?
Yeah. So for anyone who hasn't seen the show Naked and Afraid, basically what it is it's a 21-day challenge where for the average show, they have one man and one female, and they drop them off on this island. They put them together. They have to remove all their clothes, so they're basically naked. So for 21 days, they are naked, trying to survive in some type of foreign territory. So they're battling heat, cold. They have to hunt their own food. They have to build their own shelter, make their own fire, all that. And if they survive 21 days, and Dave, this is the crazy part about it. They survive 21 days. They don't get a prize. They don't get any money. They get a personal survival level upgrade. So the whole thrill of it is, so like, let's say, Dave, you go on there. They may say, okay, Dave, you know how to fish. You know how to cook. You know how to make a fire. We're going to give you a PSR, which is a personal something level of 5.0. So if you make it through the 21 days, or let's say you make it through 12 days, depending on how you did, they say, okay, Dave, you made it this far. Your PSR now went from a 5 to a 6, or they may say it went from a 5 to a 4, depending on how good or bad or how long you lasted. So that is the only reward from the show, having your personal PSR level go up or down. And I mean, there are a lot of people who don't make the 21 days, of course, because, you're hungry, you're thirsty, you may get injured. And Dave, you want me to tell you what the worst part about being out there for 21 days is?
Go ahead.
The worst part, and this is just my opinion from all the episodes I've seen, the bugs. So sleeping at night, the mosquitoes, the ant, like all them, the gnats, the flies. I mean, sheesh, craziness.
Yeah, let me ask, is there any like sex and stuff going on during this time?
So, I had that same question. And so I was reading somewhere and it said that a lot of contestants, so I think there may have been one that's questionable, because this show has been on for seasons after seasons. But one person said, on there, even though you're naked with somebody of the opposite sex, and some people are coming married, some people are coming single, I mean, coming as a married person or as a single person. But one of the things that they said was that, you're so tired, dirty, physically exhausted that the last thing you're thinking about is sex.
Okay, that makes
sense. But with that said, I'm sure there's been that one or two people who came on and maybe the first day, they felt a little bit different, but
they got it in. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, potentially.
I am very aware of the show. I've never seen it because
Dave, you gotta watch it.
No, because it ain't nothing. I'm look, Leonard. First of all, you already said you already turned me off because there's no monetary reward.
No, there's not.
Okay. So you're just doing this just to be doing this,
yep,
for some kind of status.
Yep.
No. I'm not doing that. And like I said, I can see the theme of tonight's show is going to be nope. So, yes. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you on that show one day, man.
You want me to say what I always think about? And if you watch the show, there was a guy way back a long time ago. He said, "Dave, there's going to be a time when you may learn one thing that you think is minuscule, but that one thing could end up saving your life." So, with that being said, if you watch Naked and Afraid, you're gonna learn some stuff whether you like it or not.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, and I will watch it when you go on there. I will. Okay. I do promise that. Okay.
All right.
So, just make sure you got the leaf in front of you at all times. So,
no,
all
Dave, right. I'm full throttle.
Okay. All right. My next one. believe it or not, is American Idol.
Oh my! Oh yeah, because you did say you were a singer. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, not so much because of that. It's just the fact that, like, well, and I'm gonna say the early years, not so much now, but the early years, because it just seemed like a fun show to go on, and just the competition and watch the reaction of the fans or whatever. They're the only show of all these singing competition shows that have actually made stars out of people. Mm-hmm. You know, even whether you finished with the top prize or whether you came in, you know, like a Jennifer Hudson in fifth, sixth place or someplace like that, you know, they right. still managed to make stars of people. I don't see that with The Voice or some of these other shows, you know, the people that went on The Voice, you never hear from them again after they go on that show, you know, so that's the reason that I would love to, that I would have loved to go on there with the original judges, you know, Paula and all the rest of them, you know, Randy Jackson and Simon Cowell, and, you know, I would have loved to go on there with those guys, because I would have just felt that it would have been cool, and we would have had a, you know, it would have been a great experience. So if, you know, no matter, I mean, all of those performance shows, I thought that that was the best one by far. So that would be one that I would definitely want to do.
Okay. That definitely wouldn't be up my boat, because I'm not singing.
So you would not do American Idol, huh?
Oh, no, definitely not. In fact,
was that stage fright, man?
No, not at, well, one, I know my singing ability, and it does not need to be displayed. And then two, to be honest, I was never a fan of American Idol. Like, I never watched it, so, you know.
Right. Too busy watching Naked and Afraid. That's the problem, so, yeah.
Probably. Yeah. All right, okay. So my next show is The Amazing Race. Have you ever seen that show?
Okay. I know about the Amazing Race. Yes, I know about that show.
Yeah, so
all
you know,
different things they have to do. Yep.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, I just like that competition factor. So, you know, basically anyone who has not seen Amazing Race, it's almost like a treasure hunt. And each episode, the team who gets to the finish line last gets eliminated. But I mean, Dave, you know, like I like it because they do a variety of stuff, and they're in a lot of different countries. So, you know, to me, it just sounds fun. And, you know, like I always try to think of, you know, I told myself, I was trying to get my friend Ernie. Cause I was like, if I ever do Amazing Race, I'm going to hit up Ernie. Cause he's
Ernie
still.
You think Ernie would do it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he would. Cause I mean, he's still fairly athletic, and, you know, he would definitely bring humor to the show. So.
Ernie ever listened to this show?
Yeah, I think he said he listened once or twice.
Okay. Yeah. He needs to listen to this one so he can hear you talking about him.
No. He already knows. I mean, well, you know, in fact, when we get off here, I'm going to look and see when they have the next auditions, and if I can sign us up.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and try it.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I definitely would tune in to see that too. Yeah. So,
okay.
I think Ernie would be all right. I don't know about you. You know, Ernie. Look, you'd probably be behind Ernie. Let Ernie lead the way the whole time. So
I mean, teamwork. You know, so. Teamwork.
Yeah. Okay. That's FAMU teamwork, huh?
It is.
Okay. All right. Okay. I hear you. All right. My next one would be a chance to get my Suave and Debonair on, or as they say in the hood, Debonair or Debonair on. I'm going to come full throttle in The Bachelor, you know? So
okay, I am right.
Yeah, you know, look, I want to step in the room and just have them, you know, this like, all this for me, you know? Right. So, you know, little old me, you know, so. But I would want to throw a little caveat in there and say I want to pick my own, you know, people that I want in the room, you know, in the house with me, you know. So
hold on. So hold on. Are you trying to say you don't want 30 white women swooning around you? Crickets.
Look, you can get me started on something. I'm going to pick who I want there. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
You ain't getting me caught up in the mess there. So, but I would have fun doing that, you know.
I bet you would. tell us about some of this fun you plan on having.
No, just talking and watching how the women are acting. I love the segments when they be sitting out there talking. Can I borrow him for a minute? You know, they come and start talking and that type of thing, and then the other one coming. Oh, okay. Can I talk to him for a minute?
Right.
You know, that type of thing. And you'd be like, no, go away. I want to talk to her some more. You know, that type of thing. So I think it would be fun. I really would. It looks like, and they always seem to pick these, when they do pick, you know, they've had a couple of black guys now, right? Was it mm-hmm. two? Yeah. So. But they always seem to be nerdy type guys, you know, whatever. Let's have a real man on there. You know, let's get a big and sexy guy. Let's get a big and sexy guy on there. You know, yeah, there you go. So yeah, I would do the Bachelor. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So my next one, and Dave, I don't think you watched this show, Love and Marriage Huntsville. Do you watch that?
That's Tommy's show, right?
No.
Oh, no, that's the other one. Okay, that's the other one. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen a couple of them.
Okay. So I don't really have a direct rhyme or reason to go on this show, but I just like the characters. You know, I feel like it's, everyone said reality show is scripted. I'm not doubting it, but I just feel like they have a great storyline. And I literally wait for this show every week and watch it on demand if I miss it.
You watch like that?
Yeah, I do. Love and Marriage Huntsville? Yes, I do.
Now, what is it that draws you to the show?
So, for one, some of the characters in there are just funny, like, you know, hilarious, funny. Two, you know how you can watch a reality show and you can kind of... you can kind of put yourself in there and be like, hey, like I could see being friends with them, like they have personality types similar to people I would hang with. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's an interesting show. I mean, the concept is pretty interesting. I don't know if I could do it, but I can see you doing it. okay. All right. My second to the last one would be, believe it or not, Big Brother.
Okay.
Big Brother was kind of the show that kind of started everything, you know? It was like at the boom of the whole reality thing. And it was just interesting to see all these different people in this house and how they related to each other. Sometimes there was some chess being played. Sometimes there was some checkers being played, you know? So it was just interesting just seeing how people related to each other. And I could see myself back in my college days or something like that, doing something like that show, being on a show like that, you know? It was a very interesting concept when they started it, and you know, surprisingly, it was very popular and people really liked it. You know, so
yeah,
and it still comes on. You know, because how many seasons? It's been a lot of seasons of that show, right?
Yeah, a lot of seasons. And you know, this season has the person from Delaware on there.
Really?
Yeah, there's a black guy from Delaware who's on there this season.
Okay, I didn't know that. See, there you go.
And it ain't looking too good for them. The court of public appeal ain't feeling them.
Oh, okay. Is he cocky or something, or is he?
So I haven't really watched it. We'll talk offline. But yes.
Okay. Okay. Delaware not showing us in a favorable light, huh?
Nah. Okay. I mean, I don't think he's doing anything wrong, but you know, some reality show people just get, you know, just whatever the public appeal of them isn't favorable. So, you know, they stay in a lot of people's mouths, basically.
Okay. I hear you. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, Big Brother, you know, like I said, it was definitely the show that kind of puts reality TV to the forefront. So, yeah, I would do something like that. Yes.
Okay. So I'm gonna have to match you on that, Big Brother. That was also on my list too.
Oh, and, really?
You know, okay. Yeah. Okay. And you know, I like Big Brother because, well, one, you know, it just looks fun. So, you know, Dave, right now, take me and put me in a house for, well, never mind. Maybe don't say I'm fine. I was going to say, you know, I wanted to say, you know, it sounds fun. Take me, put me in a house with so many people for a month and let us just relax and whatever. But that's not really Big Brother. But, you know, I like it because, one, there's a competitive, you know, a competitive component to the show, which, you know, I would definitely be competitive. And then two, you know, it's a lot of like social playing, you know, social smarts where you have to make friends, you got to know what's going on, you got to watch your back. Yeah. And then, you know, plus the confessional, you know, you get to say what you want to say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, and to be honest, like I like watching Big Brother. So like if I can catch it at the beginning of a season, you know, the last couple of years, I haven't had time, but yep. You know, long story short, Big Brother, I would definitely go on that show.
Okay. I concur with you. So we agree on one so far. Okay. Let's see if we can agree on our last one.
Okay. Doubt it.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, but I'm going to throw mine out there now. Now, this has nothing to do with the host of the show, because when you hear the show, when people say, you would go on that show knowing this person is this or this. No, this has nothing to do with the host.
You want to go on The Apprentice, don't you?
Yes, I would want to go on The Apprentice, only because of the whole, you know, using your brain, outsmarting people, you know, the whole project management type thing, and being able to just maneuver in a way, because you're basically playing chess the whole time. If you're a chess player, you know, do you play chess?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Seemed like you would be a chess player. Just seemed like you would be. But yeah, I played chess over the years. And, you know, if you're a chess player, the whole thing is you can take it and liken it to the apprentice, because basically you're trying to get these people to do what you need them to do. And you're acting like you're working with them, but the whole time you're trying to get ahead of them and win this game, you know? And I just think that it was a very cool concept what they did, you know, even though they had, you know, number 45 as the host for a long time and, you know, and.
Well, you mean the only host.
Well, no, he wasn't the only host. Remember, he left.
Who else was there?
And they brought in, why can't I think of who it was? The guy from The Price is Right, Drew Carey. Was it Drew Carey?
On Apprentice?
Yeah. Donald Trump bowed out. Look at...
All right, let me...
Can you go on and check?
Yeah.
I want to make sure it's the right person. But they brought somebody in after that. And because Donald Trump slammed the guy and said that he was horrible. No, it was... Oh, no. Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's who it was. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Arnold came in as the Donald Trump. Yeah. And, of course, Donald Trump had a problem with Arnold. you know, he didn't want to say it to his face, of course, but you know, you know, so, but yeah, I, long as Donald Trump wasn't the host of it, I would have liked to have gone on there and just, and just see how well I would have done on that show, you know?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was a cool show.
Okay. Yep. And my last one is one that you never would have guessed. Supermarket Sweep. I love that show. I still watch.
Is that the one with Guy Fieri?
I don't even know who it is. I just know.
Okay.
You put me in there, I'm going to run my little cart around the supermarket, grab my items, and hurry back. And it's so crazy because so I think recently there was a season where Leslie Jones was a host. I don't know how long. And I got
You know what? That was the show that she hosted. Yeah, that's the show that she hosted.
And I got an email talking about, you know, enter to, you know, be a contestant. And you know, I put all the information for me and my wife, but we didn't get chosen. So I had to keep my eye out.
She was going
to
go. She likes it, too.
She likes it enough, but you know, you talk about what $50,000 prize. Hey, I'm putting my name down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Don't let me see you guys on one of these reality shows, man.
Okay. You never know.
You never know, huh? Yeah, that Leonard folks is, you know, as you can see, you don't be surprised if you see Leonard on any of these shows he named, guys. You know, so. You know, I know he wanted to say The Bachelor too, but he can't say that. So that's, he can't say that one. So, anyway,
the Bachelor's just trouble.
Well, I don't know. It's controlled chaos. That's what I think it is. Controlled chaos. So, but even still, it would be you know, all these shows that we named, and of course, there's so many. Notice we didn't get into any of the Housewives shows. We didn't get into any of the Love and Hip Hop shows because too much drama going on those shows. Love and Basketball. I mean, yeah, basketball wise. I'm talking about Love and Basketball.
Right.
Basketball wise. You know, so these are some of the big popular shows. And of course, the Kardashians. You know, can't be on the Kardashians show, you know.
No, I'm good on that.
No, it's good on that. But yeah, you just heard our top five shows that we would like to be on. I know you guys probably have some shows that you guys would love to be on and do your thing with. So, you know, let us know what you think about the shows that we chose and the shows that you would choose. Keep in mind, Leonard's probably going to be on some of those shows, so just make sure you look for him on one of those shows or two of those shows or whatever.
Yeah, we'll let
my
you know.
Shows are just for talk. I would never go on any of these shows. Keep in mind,
maybe we still got to get you on American Idol.
Oh yeah, okay, allegedly, okay, like you like to say. So, but anyway, we want to thank you guys again for always tuning in and listening to our show. Especially our weekend roundup, and this is really a reality show in itself right here, you know, so this weekend roundup and the news and trends with Dave and Lynn. So we have our little fun with everything. So thank you for taking the time to listen. Lynn, you got anything you want to say?
Yep, Dave, just on our way out, a little bit of trivia for you. What was the first reality show on TV?
First reality show on TV. Let's see. First reality show. It wasn't Big Brother. Something was on before Big Brother. What was it? Huh. I don't know. Seemed like it's something I should know, though.
Do you know it or no?
No, wait, hold on. Was it a contestant show or was it like an individual? Oh, wait, hold on. Fear Factor.
Is that your final guess?
Yes.
The very first show was Candid Camera.
That wasn't no reality show.
All right, folks. Good night. We'll see you next week. Tune in next week with News and Trends with Dave and Lynn.
Oh, man. Maybe it might just be News and Trends with Dave next week. Good night, everybody.